Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kristen Canty is our guest for another 30 minutes. I know we got loaded phones that were on before I went to her. And I want to be able to talk to all those people, but I think it's important that we be able to talk to some of the farmers involved. So I'm going to do this. Guys, can we fire up our phone system here? Is that possible? I'm going to fire it up right now. The phone system isn't open yet. It'll open in about 2 minutes. So be ready for the phone calls to come in. We'll open it. You're able to get in for about a minute. 50 phone calls will come in. I'm going to open my phone system up instead of the Genesis phone system so you can get in. And I'll try to get to the others later. Bill, Peter, Levi, Carol, and others that are holding there patiently. But if you're a farmer, rancher, your quick horror story in 60 seconds, or your good story of the loving federal government out of their jurisdiction, that's another issue. Now we have TSA at checkpoints on highways and with undercovers spying on people on buses and restaurants. East Germany had it. Cuba has it. Why not us? All the science fiction dystopic movies do. Well, we got to have that. While John Corzine steals billions, the number to join us, if you're a farmer or rancher out there, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I'll give that out one more time when we come back from break. This is a short segment, but let's get back, Kristen, to the film itself and some of the other stories that are in it and why people need to see it.
Well, there's a woman in Ohio. I don't know if you covered this one, but it's the Manna Storehouse. And she found 40 Amish farms around her that had no way to get their product to market. So she had a great idea where 1 week she would go and get eggs from one farmer and vegetables from another and chicken and beef. And she brought it back to her house, and she shared these duties with her neighbors. And so the next week, another neighbor would go around and collect all this food and bring it back. And so eventually it got bigger and bigger. And so the Ohio Department of Agriculture caught wind of it. And their response to that was to go in with, I think, as many as 11 armed agents. She had 8 kids in the house that were homeschooled, and they kept the family behind closed doors for 6 hours while they tore her house apart, stole her computers, took her cell phones. Her son was in Iraq at the time, and he was calling, and they wouldn't let her answer the phone, and they took their phones. And they took all of their meat and all of their food that was for their own consumption and for the co-op, all for a third-degree misdemeanor. And actually, that family was never charged with anything. They ended up never really finding anything to charge them with. And yet, that was the terror that they endured. So these were the kinds of stories that got me angry, and I couldn't let it go. And that's when I traveled around. And
There's got to be class action suits against Big Pharma and Big Agri, because on record, they are the ones funding and lobbying for regulations and for this harassment. And then every time they cause some big food crisis, they then sick more bureaucrats on innocent small groups.
Right. I mean, the problem is that there was a class action. There was a suit in this case, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and the Ohio Civil Rights Union, both sued for civil rights violations on the Stowers family. And unfortunately, the court sided with the government. And that's been happening again and again, too. So I think the only answer to this is that the people really have to band together, and really we have to really educate ourselves on this issue and band together to, you know, elect officials that understand this issue, that understand that the government's been barking up the wrong tree, and elect officials that care about our civil rights.
Well, it's the right tree, though, if they work for foreign corporations that are engaged in a total militarized takeover of the economy. And that's what this is. That's what Agenda 21 is. That's why I think your film, Farmageddon, dovetails well with Behind the Green Mask, you and Agenda 21, key weapons of the InfoWar, both available at InfoWars.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our guest being on with us, the director of Farmageddon. So I've opened up our phone system right here in my studio for people that have been victims of the federal government out of their jurisdiction, even harassing people with five chickens. Oh, these are open range, totally healthy? Well, let us harass you. Again, big pharma, big agro, same group, openly financing the shutdown of family farms and other sustainable operations, all part of Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is about shutting down the economy under the guise of environmentalism. Nothing to do with the environment. It's a power grab. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I know there's a lot to add here, Kristen, but anything else you'd like to point out before we go to phone calls pertaining to Farmageddon, the unseen war on America's family farms?
No, I really appreciate you helping to spread this message. This whole journey started with me. I used to be the one that wanted to bleach everything and sterilize everything, and we got sick. And so I'm lucky that I found these foods. It was actually raw milk that ended up healing my son of allergies. He was very, very sick with allergies and asthma. And so I started to eat this way and saw the government trying to shut it down. And I appreciate people like you trying to spread the word about this.
Well, that's another big point you made. I have a big scientific study out today on autism where they break down a major journal, long-term study, what other scientists have already told us, that what they're doing is going in and growing crops on dead soil that's then full of heavy metals because of the toxic fertilizer they're using. That's bioaccumulating. Then we don't have regular minerals in us that also take out the impurities. So it's a double whammy, and autism's exploding.
Right. I was really lucky. Unfortunately, I didn't know about this before I had kids, but soon after I had kids, because they got sick, I found the Weston Price Foundation, and that taught me a lot about nutrient-dense foods and seeking out nutrient-dense foods. And so I did that for 10 years until I found out that the government was really cracking down on farmers that were growing nutrient-dense foods.
And again, these are not secrets. It's known by handfuls of people. We've got to get the word out to folks. I mean, it's look, sure, I'm product placing right here because I believe in it and it funds our operation. But take Beyond Tangy Tangerine, complete multivitamin mineral complex. This has got a giant ORAC score per serving of 5,745. And the minute I started taking this, and I still need to lose more weight, but I lost 40 pounds, Aaron Dykes, over 90. And when I saw that, that's when I finally started taking it. And, of course, now I promote it and sell it at a discount at InfoWarsTeam.com. But you know, my point is that people need to discover growing food or buying food grown on real soil organically, magic effect. Taking powerful natural mineral vitamin supplements at levels way over what the government says you need. Amazing effect. And Big Pharma knows this. They want us sick so that they can come burn and cut and work on us. Spend a little bit more time how you discovered all this and what it did for your family.
I was so lucky. I discovered it. Basically, my doctor told me that my son was allergic to the world, which was grass, dust, bees, every kind of pollen. So inside and outside, the entire environment, he was just coughing and sneezing and screaming all night that he couldn't breathe. And he had an inhaler, and the doctors kept giving me stronger and stronger medications, and they just weren't working. That's how I had to find an alternative. And so finally, one of the doctors said that his immune system was so severely depressed that he would be on these strong medications the rest of his life. He probably wouldn't grow. He could never get near animals. He could never be out. It would be hard for him to be outside. And a naturopath doctor luckily told me to take him off all the drugs and find alternatives. And I kept researching and researching on the internet until finally I found enough compelling stories that raw milk could be a cure for allergies. And at the time, I was scared to death. I thought it was disgusting to even think about raw milk. But I ventured out and met my farmer and asked a lot of questions and drank a lot of it myself to make sure I didn't die before I gave it to my 4-year-old son. And I loved it, and I gave it to him. And he is 16 now. He doesn't have any allergies. He's an athlete. He's 6 feet tall. He plays hockey, plays sports outside, inside. We have animals. And so it works. Real food really can work.
Wow, imagine real food's what we need, not McDonald's food that doesn't decompose.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, I've known this for a long time, but just was so set in a quasi-healthy, quasi-unhealthy that I never really started taking the plunge, and I've just begun. And it's like, this is so powerful, this information, and that's what the eugenicists are desperate for us to discover. They're building a false environment to enslave us with sickness. They're scared we're getting off the reservation, and they're sending the rural council Agenda 21 after us. And the answer is to proliferate the swap meets and the farms and the gardens even faster, where they cannot stop us. You want to defeat the New World Order, folks? Educate people, speak out, but also just start living better and start educating others and creating communities. This will bring them down. Let's go ahead and talk to CJ in Michigan. You're on the air with the director and creator of Pharmageddon. Go ahead, CJ. Good to talk to you. You're on air with us.
Yeah, thanks. I'm an urban farmer here in Michigan. You know, got the garden in the front yard. Haven't had any problems with that. Last year, got a goat, and I mean, it was like I had killed somebody. So I got the summons. You know, I got the notice to get rid of it. Fines coming or jails coming, this and that. So I'm doing all kinds of research, trying to find laws, Michigan Right to Farm Act, getting obstacles after obstacles. But bottom line is, this is my life. This is my family's future. You know, we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
By the way, my grandfather worked in the oil fields. He brought a little goat home that was orphaned. His mother had been run over, and it grew, and they kept it for a long time, and then, you know, years later gave it to a farmer, but it would jump up on the mantle and stuff. They love that goat. I mean, goats, a single one, you don't want a bunch of them that'll eat your yard. I mean, those are pretty nice little pets, and they're saying you can't have this evil goat, but I guess they're glad Michigan's collapsing, though. I guess that's fun, though.
Yeah, it's a fun, there's a different, okay, me and you agree that the right to travel is there, but they call it a privilege, but who can say that? Life, okay, it can be argued that you can be born and not ever step into a car and you'll still live. But you need water, you need food, and you need shelter. How can they restrict a fundamental right?
No, I hear you. So what's happening with the goat?
Well, I had to get rid of the goat because I just don't have the time to fight it. But it's coming to the point where I'm just gonna. I got bees coming tomorrow. I'm just gonna take the fine. I'm gonna not pay it, and I'm just.
Oh no, they don't want bees. The bees all have to die. You can't have those. I appreciate your call. What an evil caller! While the honeybees are collapsing, they're begging you to keep them. But then when you do, they come after you. This is terrible that he would do such a thing. What do you say to that, Kristen?
Like I said, I've seen this over and over again. It's happening everywhere. But luckily, I mean, the hope that I have is that it's happening so much, and it's just getting so over the top right now, and so many people are seeing it that people are starting to wake up. So that's what I'm hoping, that people will see the film, that people will start, you know, waking up, that people will start banding together. And, you know, I'm really sorry to that farmer that he doesn't have time to fight it. It takes so much time to fight this. But if we can find groups of people to fight it together and form groups and go to the legislators and try to fight it together, we'd have a better chance.
Absolutely. I'm taking the next step towards getting the chickens and doing everything else just because I need to be prepared, but also because it hurts the New World Order. And whatever I cannot buy from their big mega devil stores, whatever I can do to pull myself out, I'm planting grapevines, I'm doing all sorts of other stuff, blackberries, whatever I can do to not be part of their big sick system. Going to farmer's market, buying from locals, buying local raw milk, had some this morning, buying local farmers' eggs. I'm pulling out of your system, starting to buy local farmers' beef. I'm pulling out of your system. I'm pulling out of your system. I'm pulling out of your dirtbag system. Let's go ahead and talk to David in New Jersey. You're on the air with the director of the film. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Kristen. How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Real quick, the right to farm ordinance is something you need to look at from a community level. Here in New Jersey, in my township, we have the right to farm, regardless of the size of parcel of land. I have apple trees in my front yard, chickens going in the back, goats. This is a sort of thing that most people need to group up together in their community and pass. The right to farm ordinance is something that you need to look at. The state of New Jersey has adopted to the Department of Agriculture here also the right to farm ordinances at the community level. So people need to rally together to get this happening at the local level. And when local people rally together, trust me, the feds have a very difficult time trying to do anything about it.
Well, once you've had real milk, you don't go back. Again, I've studied it. You go back to the 30s and 40s, big pharma, big agra, same group, convinced everybody that raw milk wasn't as good, and you want the new pasteurized stuff just so they could ship it further, have dirty milk with feces and blood, overwork the cows. Then they started passing ordinances that it had to be from certain groups, certain companies. And then over time, they just phased it out to where now the counterfeit that is just like liquid artery sludge is what people think milk is versus real milk. And so as people segue from the GMO deadly, you know, milk that gives you cancer with the growth hormone in it to then, oh, okay, we're organic. We're not, you know, we don't have GMO to, no, now I want the real thing. Once you get real milk, you're like, how did I ever drink this sludge?
Exactly. Real quick, if you're interested, you can go to Pittsgrove Township. This is the township I'm calling from. And you could actually put Right to Farm. You could Google it, Right to Farm, Pittsgrove, New Jersey. And it's a great model ordinance. It was adopted. It is law. It's a law of the land here. Take a look at it. I think it's something that you could bring to various councils or township meetings and try to introduce.
Well, God bless you, sir. Great points. Human instinct is powerful. And despite all the brainwashing and dumbing down, people are buying 5 million guns a month, total all-time record. They're buying seeds. They're planting. Everybody. Human. It's like after 9/11, there was a baby boom for a year. In fact, that was when my wife and I conceived our first child. Humans don't have to be told, you know, an archetypal, you just saw a bunch of people killed, have kids. The way the system sold that was we just lost half of America. It wasn't, but the way they sold it was we're under attack. Boom, all these kids. It's the same thing. Now we really are under attack. Suddenly, the media is not telling us, but everybody's buying guns. Everybody's starting. I mean, everybody. And so that's because the human instinct is very, very powerful. Kristen, your comments on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I'm also happy that the farmer brought up the Right to Farm ordinances. And the other thing that's happening around the country, too, which is very positive, is that townships are starting the food sovereignty laws. You know, they're passing laws trying to keep the state and federal governments out of their farming system. So anything grown in their counties or towns can be sold, traded, swapped, co-opted, you know, within that county without the state.
Exactly. And as the state says that's illegal, that's the line in the sand. When you can't live in the country and trade food with your neighbors, that is a total genocidal attack. That's what Stalin did to the Ukrainians. It doesn't get any more brazen than that.
It's very sad, I think, that we have to pass food sovereignty laws to try to keep the federal government out of our farms because they see them as a danger. I wish that didn't have to happen.
Yeah, a danger. Yeah, your kids might not get autism if they eat healthy food grown locally. We got to make sure those kids have horrible lives. Paul in New York, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm representing a farm that is a 400-acre farm in Finger Lakes region of New York. And they basically fear for their life at this point, and they're in hiding.
John Bowne was telling me that the feds are in there trying to steal land left and right under a Agenda 21 move.
Well, this one actually was started in 2008. This farm was in possession of these people for about 105 years, their family. In 2008, Enron got they wouldn't sign a lease with Enron, and the county went and wrote them a tax title to the farm out of thin air, and told them they were basically tax protesters and lost their farm, and they came in and let them live there, in quotes, you know, that while they built gas wells, compression station, and three pipelines across the property. Then they sold the title to the Watkins Glen International Racetrack, a.k.a. International Speedway Corporation, by warranty deed, and it went to court. Basically, New York State Supreme Court judge dismissed the case for lack of jurisdiction, finding that the Watkins Glen's attorneys admitted during the trial the farm was never foreclosed or any tax foreclosure proceeding. And get down to quick here, what happened afterward? It's basically stated that prevented them from ever trying to evict the people again. Well, instead of Watkins Glen getting anything done through, what they did was they went in on October 27, 2010, about eight employees armed with machine guns, dressed in black, driving a Hummer tank and SUV parade of about 11 vehicles, and came to the farm without notice, without a warrant, without legal process of any kind, without any ID, without stating any legal purpose, drove over and smashed down the fences, the gates, broke into the homes. There's two homes, the barns, the pastures, buildings, seized all the worldly belongings and the animals. They had Scotch Highland cattle and sheep and Jersey milk cows, ducks, geese, guineas, turkeys.
Wait, so we're going to have to go here, though. The segment's almost over. Our guest is about to leave us. What's the name of the people in the case, sir?
That's the problem. The only thing I have here, and this came from an attorney friend of mine.
I understand. I appreciate your call, sir, if you can't tell us the story. But we'd like to help, but we just can't if you can't give us the info. This goes on everywhere now. It's the lawlessness of the government. They're not putting TSA in bars and restaurants and on buses because they want to play musical chairs with us. This is a classical tyranny takeover by foreign banks that have hijacked the federal government. And we've just got to get dug in and get ready because these people are criminals and they're coming and they mean business. Comments on what the caller was just saying?
Unfortunately, it's been happening too much, and America needs to wake up, and we really need to start fighting this. All Americans need to wake up.
Let's talk to Hannah in Hawaii. Hannah, you're on the air with our guest.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. We're almost out of time. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I grew up on a dairy, and I drank raw milk my whole life. And I got a great immune system. So I think basically people just got to band together. I live in Hawaii. We live in a farming community. We have farmers markets every weekend. We don't really have any impact from the government, you know, as far as them trying to break down our system. So
no, that's wrong. It's wrong that they're attacking the areas that aren't that strong yet. But
right.
But when you've got a lot of people involved, that's where the strength is.
Right. And there is only one instance where they tried to GMO a taro plant, which makes poi. If you know Hawaii, it's a plant that makes poi. And they couldn't do it because the community got together and got it in the newspapers and they basically shut it down. So, you know, strength in numbers, I say, get it in the newspaper, you know, get your community together, work hard.
Well said. I appreciate your call from the beautiful island of Hawaii, or islands of Hawaii. That's a great point that he raises, though, that once you get a community doing this, there's not much the system can do. So that's the answer. Everybody needs to start doing this right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only answer, is to band together as communities and grow our own food and share our own food and protect your local farmer. And like you said also, try to keep your dollars with your local farmer and in your local food system as much as possible.
Let me ask you this. From your study, what area of the country is the worst? Where do they really harass people the worst?
Right now, I'm so surprised because when I was traveling around, people said, you know, there's this magical place called Rossum Foods in Venice, and California could never be touched. And California is the worst, right? It's one of the worst. I think Michigan and Wisconsin are bad, too. But California, all the goat herd shares and cow shares were shut down in a place where raw milk is legal. And they're fighting for GMO labeling, and there's a lot of GMOs being
sold. Well, that's it. I mean, they're going after the head. If people in California are fighting for healthy food, that's where Obama's shutting down all the medical marijuana.
They're fighting for they're fighting for water rights there. They're fighting for land rights there. So I'm sad to say I think it's California right now, but I'm not positive.
Well, of course it is, because it's Agenda 21. They claim it's for the earth. It's not. It's behind the green mask. It's a skull. It's death. The book Behind the Green Mask, available at Infowars.com along with Farmageddon. I have to say I am impressed, Kristen, with what you've done. You're an amazing filmmaker. And I know you're winning a lot of awards right now. The LA Times calls it an eye-popping wake-up call. Even establishment media has to admit you're right, because most people in the media aren't even evil. They're compartmentalized and ignorant, just like you were ignorant, or I was ignorant, thinking raw milk was bad, or thinking you'd have your son in a bubble and finding out it made him sick. We're all like that. We're all in a process of waking up, and just try it out, folks. You'll be amazed. Not eating GMO, not eating things like corn syrup full of lead and mercury. Your children will do good with nutrients, not lead and mercury. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, there she goes. A powerful interview. If you think that was powerful, the film is amazing. Infowars.com. Support our broadcast. We're going to be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'll try to jam in some of the other calls holding on other subjects as well. Big news straight ahead. Stay with us. It's Friday, the 20th of April, 2012.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
For the balance of this hour, we are joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor at the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy at the Department of the Treasury, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, as well. His latest article is at Infowars.com, Unplugging Americans from the Matrix. It's also on his website, which, of course, is paulcraigroberts.org, excellent website as well. And he joins us here today to talk about a host of issues, the latest in the police state, what's happening in our world, and what he means by unplugging Americans from the Matrix. And then I have a point I want to raise to him as well on another subject. All over the U.S., they're giving kids vaccines without parental consent. They are now taking DNA from school children. I have the Daily Mail here. It's also in the Associated Press. regardless of whether the individual is an adult or juvenile, they are capable of giving consent. We don't require the consent of a parent if we're doing it with someone of a younger age. These are 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds, said Deputy Jason Ramos of the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, because a dead girl was found back in the woods. How we know it wasn't a cop did it? You know, statistically, nowadays, that they are higher crime rates than the general public. You look at real criminology. You didn't know that? Or a school teacher. They're much higher than the cops. Or a truancy officer. You know, one of these pervs in government. Maybe a TSA agent did it. You know, oh, no, we're going to get all the 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. We're going to take their DNA, and we're going to give them vaccines and say, is it all right with you, little girl, little boy? Dr. Roberts, I just sprung that on you out of the gates, but everybody knows if a perv grabs a 10-year-old and says, well, the 10-year-old wanted to have sex or wanted to smoke crack cocaine, no, the child can't give consent. But now the government all over the country, I'm seeing local governments say, we got your child to say they wanted an abortion at 10. We got the child to say they wanted a vaccine. We got the child to give us DNA. What do you make of this new mega level of corruption?
Well, we are not even serfs, are we? I mean, Americans no longer have the rights even of 19th century slaves. And we accept it. And what's really so funny is that all these patriot, flag-waving guys who think they're so macho tough, they're just sheep. They accept all this. What's the difference from what you've just said? And, you know, by 2015, apparently they're going to have black boxes in our cars recording everywhere we go. Somebody said, before you can get in your car and start it up, you first have to get permission. Tell them where you're going, when you'll be back. We've been going on about this for so long, haven't we? And it just keeps getting worse.
Listen, Forbes attacked me for an article at Infowars.com that got all this going. And so did the New Atlantic, saying, well, they've been tracking some of what you've done for a decade or more. Yeah, these will track everything you do. But what's wrong with that? Why do you think Petraeus came out a month ago and said, yeah, your clock radio's watching you and listening and smart meters. There's no Fourth Amendment anymore. I mean, he actually, why do you think they're in our face like this?
I suppose they're just getting rid of any accountable government. You know, supposedly we have an accountable government and we can hold them accountable through elections and through law. And the government's supposed to hold itself accountable through law. But beginning with the Bush-Cheney-Obama regime, all of that's out. The executive branch is no longer accountable to law, whether domestic or international. In fact, law is whatever the executive branch says. And then this filters down to the executive branches at state and local levels. So I think the legislatures are essentially impotent. They still exist, you know, kind of like the Roman Senate under the Caesars, but they don't have any real role. The executive branch can do whatever it wants, and so can the police in most instances.
You're right, and it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. I'm sure you saw the big announcements. We already knew this was happening, but now it's admitted. Undercover TSA on the streets and in buses and they admit listening to our conversations, it violates the 10th Amendment. You're not supposed to have feds out doing that. They're not even really real officers. And then, I meant to have my crew in here today, Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales. I guess Monday I'll have them in and tell the story, or Sunday. They flew out up to Georgia where the guy's house blew up who had the chickens there in Roswell, Georgia. And the police told him, you can't take the city hall building, period, or we'll arrest you. That's on video. And we think it's suspicious that he died, but they say his house blew up and that he did it. But then flying out, they said, we're not going in the scanners. So they made him wait about 40 minutes and almost missed their flight and kept walking over laughing at him, saying, oh, you're an opt-out. You're going to miss your flight laughing. And then they said, we're going to grope you. And the guy put his glove on. And the way Marcos describes it and Darren saw it, popped the glove, Doc, and said, everybody deserves a little pleasure.
We accept, the population accepts it. It all goes back to what we've said so many times, 9/11. The population fell for 9/11. That's been the excuse for everything else. And there's no real reason for them to be going around listening to conversations on the street because there are no terrorist acts. We've made that point too many times, right? There's no terrorism in the United States except what the FBI orchestrates. And, of course, other than the terrorism of our own government, state, local, and federal. But it's an excuse, and they've taken it to grab all sorts of power and to establish all kinds of precedents. And essentially, the United States is a police state that masquerades as a democracy. You know, that it was a very interesting set of articles that Ron Utz has in the American Conservative. I wrote about them. It's my latest article about unplugging the matrix. And Ron Utz looks at the propagandistic picture of China and the United States, and then he looks at the real picture of the two, and he finds out that actually the so-called authoritarian government of China is more responsive to the Chinese people than the so-called freedom and democracy government of America is to the American people. He finds out also, he shows also that the Chinese government is more accountable to law than the American government, and also has a far more successful economic policy with the real incomes of Chinese workers doubling every decade for the last three decades, while the real incomes of Americans have been stagnant or declining. So wherever you look, if you take off the blinders and you get out of the matrix and look at the real facts, the United States, the people here, they live in an artificial, propagandistic, or virtual reality that's not really real. And that's what I meant about unplugging them. You know, it's a reference to the film, you know, with Neo and...
How do you do that? That's what you're asking. It's an excellent piece. I mean, how do you get people who think the world is just there and they're not part of it and they just believe whatever they're told when we see every, you know, people always blame the Germans. How do they let this happen? Well, their country was destroyed in a war, totally in depression, and Hitler didn't even get elected to a full position. He used it to get power later. I mean, he got elected, but, you know, not the, you know, the, with the 50% of the vote. And that's how it happened. It happens where criminals seize control and people don't know how bad it's going to be, and then they get in control, and everybody just starts saying yes, yes, yes.
That's it. But the United States is a police state. That's no doubt about it. And everything you said at the beginning of our conversation points to that, as well as everything that we've said in all of our conversations over the years, Alex. you may remember the executive orders or the national security directives or whatever they were called of the Bush regime about how they could take over the government and ignore the Congress. You remember how we used to discuss that? And they get worse and worse. The one Obama issued is even worse, apparently, than the one Bush issued. And, you know, nobody blinks. And they carted off six-year-old girls to jail and handcuffs because they have temper tantrums and charge them with felonies. And no one says, what is this? What? I mean, I don't even think Hitler or Stalin went that far.
Well, that's right, Doc. And I have another question for you. Then I want to get into the economy. And you also sent us an article about Fukushima. I want to get your take on that. But taking folks to the Drudge Report right now, we have the top right-hand link, climate alarmist calls for burning down skeptics' homes, and they're always talking like this, but this is a big senior writer at Forbes saying burn down our houses, find out who we are, and then burn down our houses. And I see Al Gore saying they want an environmental spring here so they can get their carbon tax. And then separately, they have CISPA and SOPA, and they admit they want to start censoring people and shutting down websites without due process. I mean, Doc, I think we're getting to the point where they might actually shut us down.
That's right. I think you're right. I mean, why shouldn't they? What's to stop them? Look, We've already reached the point where the Department of Homeland Security a couple of years ago said they were no longer mainly focused on terrorism. They were now focused on domestic extremists. And we had the episode where they went into the homes of the war protesters, the activists, and took the computers, and they now have, they're trying to make a case against them before grand juries that criticizing the war is the same as giving aid and comfort to the terrorists.
Amazing.
That's what they're trying to do.
Wow.
You see what they've done to Julian Assange and to Bradley Manning, to all the whistleblowers who are supposed to be protected by law, but aren't because the government doesn't pay attention to the law.
You know, that's a bombshell point you just made, hiding in plain view. They are grabbing peaceful anti-war activists. And I saw this under Bush, where they tried a case out in California, and I saw the deputy attorney general. It was under a Democrat. His name was Calhoun. He was in the newspaper. I'll still remember because I read it on air over and over again. It was like in 2004, and it was in the Oakland newspaper. He said, protesting the war aids terrorists because the war is against terror, and so you need to be arrested, and now they're actually trying it. I mean, that is so un-American, so anti-freedom that you can't be against war and that they're going to arrest you. That's the total proof right there.
That's right, and it's not even a short step to the point that if you criticize the government, you are against us, not with us. Remember how Bush phrased it, you're with us or you're against us. Well, if you criticize them on any grounds, then you're against them, and so you can be picked up or shut up or whatever they want to do. You know, the most amazing thing to me was when the Obama official announced, prior to Obama himself, that they had a list of American citizens that they were going to assassinate without due process. And nobody said anything. There was no uproar. Congress didn't say, what do you mean? They didn't call hearings. The law schools didn't explode in anger. The federal courts didn't. The bar associations didn't. A few isolated individuals said something about it. You know, I said something. Glenn Greenwald said something. Probably Harvey Silverglade, you know, a few others. But most people just water off the ducks back there. This is what I say. They're all plugged in. They're all in the matrix. And at the end of my article, you know, I quote from the film where it's being explained to Neo that the people they're actually trying to save, whose minds they're trying to save by unplugging them, will actually fight them to the death to stay plugged in. And that's, you know, you have a large following, but the vast majority of the people, they don't want to be unplugged. And so this helps the government. This is why the government can continue. It's very easy to steal people's liberties and freedoms and rights when they're in the matrix because they like it.
Well, but that's my next question, but I want to read the quote that you just mentioned. Why does the establishment want to go to this police state? What are they getting ready for? But let me read the quote you're talking about. The matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we're trying to save. But until we do, these people are still part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. Yeah, they're like drowning people. They try to take you under. You have to understand most of these people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of them are so injured, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. Most of the people I know personally are not willing to be unplugged. I assume my readers are, so seize the opportunity to be further unplugged and read Ron Unez's comparison of America and China. Well, look at China now, says they're going to use the model of the NDAA to create their own NDAA. The communist Chinese now get aid and succor for their police state from America. We're now the model of evil.
I'm afraid that's true. But I think we're more of a police state than China, and the government here is less accountable than in China. And when Ron Utz compares the case of the the Chinese infant formula that, you know, was diluted or mixed with something to make it go further that introduced illness and death, killed about 300 babies. But all heads rolled in China, and some people were even executed. But when Merck's drug caused 500,000 heart attacks, nothing's happened.
By the way, Paul Watson, who writes for PrisonPlanet.com, his wife is Chinese, so he goes there like two or three times a year now. Yeah. He says it's incredibly free compared to England, and he walks right on the plane, right off. In many ways, it's... I tell you, that's scary, and I've had people on and explain that to them who don't go to China, and they argue with me. But Paul guarantees it.
Yeah, well, I was there in 2006, and there's no sign of a police state. And the Chinese officials I met with had sincere concern with the Chinese people and making things work and prove them. And they had draconian punishments for corruption. And the elite that misbehaves, they just wipe them out. They don't tolerate it. And here it's totally the opposite. But anyhow, Ron Unz is a very careful thinking, a thoughtful person, and he's brave, which is rare.
Stay there. Tell us about him on the other side, a little bit on this Fukushima situation. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Freedom came my way one day, and I started.
experts. You were getting to the point of this researcher, author. You were saying a very, careful guy, but also brave in your words. Finish up with that, and then I want to ask you the question. Why is the ruling class getting rid of all the due process? Because from my study of history, it's generally the ruling class that gets destroyed when they up front get greedy and get rid of any due process.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. Historically, is correct. It was the upper class who wanted to bring in law to protect themselves and their property from the power of kings, because the kings were above the law, the kings were the law, and all that sort of thing. And this was achieved in England, and we inherited it. So apparently the elite think they've got some other power now, and they no longer need the protection of law, and so they're taking it away from us so that they can do to us what they want. That's what it looks like. But who knows? It could just be the drive for power. All of these police agencies want power, and they want less constraints. And so it could simply have been that 9/11, the way that played, has just been used to take away restraints against the use of arbitrary power. That it may be that simple. Or they may have some plan. I don't know. I really don't know.
I agree with you. All I know is, historically, it's deadly dangerous, and if people aren't concerned out there, something's wrong with them.
That's right. Well, there is something wrong with them. They're plugged in the matrix.
They
live in virtual reality, an artificial world. They have no idea what's true, what's false. They're propagandized by the media. Not too many of them get any alternative information. It's just the way it is.
Why do you think Forbes would let a writer come out and say, burn people's houses down that are climate skeptics?
I don't know.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, see, it looks like neither side of any issue wants any debate. They just want to impose their view. They're completely sold on the rightness of their view, and everybody else is wrong, and so you come to war. You come to war against each other. Nobody wants to listen to see what the truth doesn't mean anything anymore. It's what I believe it is truth, and I don't want to question it because I don't want to find out if it's wrong or if there's some other explanation. So it's very hard to get any kind of discussion. I mean, even in scholarship, it's hard. Minds are closed for the most part.
It is. It's bizarre studying history. It's a very strange time. Briefly, we're almost out of time. I hope you have a great weekend coming up. 60 seconds on the economy and its further deterioration. And now they're saying, oh, maybe austerity's not good in Europe. It's making the economy shut down.
Yes, that's true. That's what austerity will do. Well, for us, there's no recovery. Nothing's changed. All the money and debt that's being created may come back and bite us in the higher prices, and we may be headed for a real problem of a combination of rising prices and falling employment, and there's no solution to that. So we're creating the possibility of the worst economic crisis in our history, and they're blind. They're blind to it. They continue preoccupation with the banks. Save the banks, screw everybody else. That's the policy here. That's the policy in Europe.
Amazing job. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Have a great weekend, Doctor.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You can find out more at his website. And we've got links to it up on Infowars.com. I'll be back. Well, Mike Adams is back Sunday with the Sunday radio show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.